about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. You are listening to us live, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. Please call in with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. So this just in, we know Demi Moore collapsed a few days ago, and her daughter, Rumor Willis, had luckily been there. Well, it turns out, they say, one of the reasons why she collapsed was, I think she was doing whippets, inhaling nitrous oxide. But they also say this is her diet. Each day, she has a Red Bull, lettuce, and a tablespoon of tuna. Okay? Apparently, she has a Red Bull for breakfast, Red Bull for lunch, Red Bull for dinner, with a lettuce leaf and a tablespoon of tuna fish. No wonder these stars are so skinny, and no wonder they're sick. Apparently, she has to, being 49 years old, try to look young, and I don't feel sorry for these people by any means. I don't. But, and I noticed that these energy drinks, they do decrease your appetite. So maybe that's how people are staying skinny. They're drinking energy drinks. Not the healthiest thing. Really, a Red Bull three times a day, a piece of lettuce, and tuna. That's what she does. No, don't write this down. I know everyone's like, oh, okay, well, wait a second, if that really works. No, don't be doing that. Come on. But, no wonder. And then I guess Leslie Carter, Nick Carter and Aaron Carter's sister, died of an apparent overdose. We're still waiting on the coroner's report. But I don't know. People in Hollywood need to get their acts together. You know, okay, it's one thing to be a star, but you're no good to any Hollywood producer if you're in the hospital or if you're dead. Okay? Right? If you want to have longevity in your acting career, you need to stay alive, right? And it's funny how people will put their health before that. I mean, to lose weight, there's such an obsession about losing weight. And yes, trust me, I can lose some weight. We all can, okay? I get that. We all can. But to put your life on the line. Now, you know, I'm not a huge fan of energy drinks because they raise your heart rate. They, could put you into, some pretty serious cardiac arrhythmias. We've talked about caffeine and how much caffeine these Red Bulls have and these, caffeinated drinks have. But, for them to just, look, she obviously doesn't care about, she obviously doesn't care about her body. I mean, people take care of their cars better than their body. They do. They obviously take care. I mean, to give yourself Red Bull and a piece of lettuce and expect that to give you all your nutrients, all your potassium and your calcium and your magnesium and your phosphorus and your vitamin D. No. If you don't respect yourself, how is anybody else going to respect you? Right? And I'm sorry, a whippet? No, that doesn't help. All right, so for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, there's a new prostate cancer breakthrough drug, but over in England, people are pretty upset because it's too expensive, and many people then won't get it, right? And again, I watch what happens across the pond very closely because that's where we're going. Also, there's this really cool crab-like robot now that could remove stomach cancer with pinchers, really cool stuff. Also, it looks like they found some radium used by a doctor over 100 years ago. These little time capsules, so we want to talk about that and radium. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. But what's really cool check your radios, guys. Why is your radio made? making a doo sound. Really, you need to get that serviced. All right, but we really want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that missed the first 2 hours of my show, okay, first, you can hear me live on my website at drdahlia.com. My website now has 24-hour stream of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, 24-hour stream, like, you know, urine stream from a good prostate, that kind of stream, that strong a stream. No dribbling, a really good stream on my website. So if you need to, if you, let's say you're at work and the boss left for lunch, put me on. You can listen to me on your lunch. I know, pretty cool stuff. Well, you'll probably want to put down your sandwich, you know, because sometimes we talk about some pretty hairy stuff. But you can still listen to Dr. Dahlia 24/7. And if you do miss any shows, go to GCNLive.com. All my archives are there, podcasts. You can rock and roll to the Dr. Dahlia Show all day and night long. That's what I do. All right. And we got Donovan working the dials tonight. A big thank you to Donovan. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I also want to talk about, they kind of figured out why massages are good for you. All right. Actually, let's look at this. Look at this. They say the massage promotes new growth of mitochondria. Now, these are the energy power plants, they call them, of cells. And researchers have studied that massage. Scientists actually took muscle samples from people who had been exhausted and then people who got massage. And they looked at the mitochondria. And they actually found that massage helped improve the mitochondrial growth of these cells. Now, we know that massage has been therapeutic. I've been a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of chiropractic, huge fan of massage, huge fan of physical therapy. But it is. It really works. It kind of breaks up some of the scar tissue in there. It causes circulation. I would probably say, though, the biggest asset to massage is the circulation. You're really getting blood flow in there. And anything that stimulates blood flow is good for you. I mean, except a hemorrhagic stroke. That probably wouldn't qualify. But for anything else, you really want to get blood flow in there. And so, absolutely, I'm huge. You know what I'm not a huge fan of? I don't like being naked. I don't like it when they say to take off your clothes because, you know, I don't really like being naked when I have a massage. You know, I don't mind being dressed in a mall, you know, and in one of those chairs, you know, but just let me be dressed. Okay, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. and you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000 square foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Lewis from Riverside, California writes, oh, and for those of you that want to write me, if you're a little shy, you don't want to call the show at 1-877-DOCADALI, you can email me at drdahlia.com. All right, Lewis from Riverside, California writes, what do you recommend for a cough that doesn't go away? Okay, I love talking about coughs. I love because many of us have it. And sometimes we cough like this. And sometimes we talk like this. Cough like this. Okay. And, you know, so sometimes I have to hear the cough. And there's a very, very special tone or tune to your cough that tells us what we're looking at. Now, if you have a cough that doesn't go away, the first thing a doctor's going to think about would be, you know, infectious. Okay. You know, look at this. We're in winter. It's the time of year where things are a little bit more wet, even though we've had a really dry winter in southwest United States. If you're calling from Riverside, I know we had a little bit of rain about a week or two ago. So the first thing I think about is, all right, you know, is it infectious? Depending on how long you've had it. So if you've had a cough for about 2-3 weeks, could be lagging on. It could be bronchitis. Most bronchitises are viral, but some of them are bacterial. And then what we need to do is, attempt to knock it out. Of course, fluids and, sometimes we use the cough suppressants and the antitussives and the decongestants, et cetera. But sometimes for these coughs that don't go away, we'll try an antibiotic like a Z-Pak and see how it goes. Because we've been so liberal with the Z-Pak, I think we have increased resistance to it. But, for years it's been, amazing when it comes to bronchitis and people saying the next day the cough went away. So I don't know if many bronchitises are really that bacterial. I think there's some sort of anti-inflammatory property with some of these antibiotics. I've talked about that a lot on my show, where women will say they have bladder infections all the time, and so they have to take an antibiotic for the bladder infection. And we test them in the lab, we test them in the office. I'm like, but you didn't have a bladder infection. There was no bacteria. But the antibiotic made the pain go away. I think there's some sort of anti-inflammatory property with these antibiotics, because there's really not a lot of reason why people taking a Z-Pak the next day feel better. Was it really the antimicrobial effect? I mean, people take Z-Packs when they just have colds and they feel better. There must be something to it. Also, placebo works. But honestly, for any of you that have had a cough, I try to pretend, that something was working. When it comes to cough, placebo doesn't seem to work as well with other things. Okay, so that's the first thing I think of. The second thing I think of is, asthma. Are you asthmatic? Are you a smoker? Are you around smoke? Is there something you're breathing in? Are you in construction? Is there something that's irritating your airways? Because what's a cough? Well, a cough is your body's defense mechanism to try to spew out what you brought into your respiratory tree. All right? So is it because you have chronic postnasal drip? Is it because of irritants? Is it because of acid reflux? A lot of you with a chronic cough could be because you have acid reflux. Keep in mind, acid comes up. When acid comes up, molecules still can flip up over the epiglottis from your esophagus and your trachea. Remember, your two tubes, when you eat food from your mouth, right, it has a choice of going into your trachea or your epiglottis. Well, hopefully the epiglottis is, the right way. Like, a train tracks, when you have to kind of, move that lever, so the train goes the right way. You got to hope that the tracks are in the right direction here. And as long as your esophagus is your epiglottis is covering your trachea, boom, food goes down the esophagus, it flaps back over, and then you can breathe through your trachea, which is why we don't want you to talk and be dealing with air when you eat, okay? Because we just want you to eat, just eat the food, shut up and eat. Shut up and eat is something that we always tell our patients, except we have to say, tell it nicer. But if you think about it, if acid is coming up from the stomach and it comes up, and you know how sometimes you taste it or you feel food, that's the most disgusting type of reflex, where you feel the food come back up. Sorry if you're eating. But think about it. Some of that acid can go into your respiratory tree. So sometimes chronic cough could be because of acid reflux. Okay? So we talked about infection. We talked about allergies. We talked about acid reflux. Another biggie is your blood pressure medicine. There's a blood pressure medicine we talk about a lot on the show called the ACE inhibitors. Now, the ACE inhibitors are your lisinopril, zestril, benazepril, captopril, enalapril, Altase. Some of you taking Lotril will have an ACE in it because there's benazepril and Lotril. Anything that ends in IL, I-L, is an ACE inhibitor. And those could give you a dry cough. So if you chronically have this all right, that could be the ACE inhibitor. Okay, now, so your question is, well, what do? Well, the reason why I went through this whole painstaking process is, well, it depends. Okay, if your cough is because of allergies, we need to control allergies. If your cough is because of a cold, then we want to treat the cold. If your cough is because of acid reflux, then we want to give you an acid suppressant. If your cough is because of your ACE inhibitor, your blood pressure medicine, we want to switch to blood pressure medicine. Now, let's say you've done that and you still have a cough. After a few weeks, I'd probably recommend a chest x-ray. Just to take a peek and make sure it's okay. People always ask me, what if I was sitting on a plane and somebody was coughing? How do I know if it's TB? Well, for tuberculosis, I would then be recommending, a TB test. If you ever think you were exposed to tuberculosis, yes, a chest X-ray, of course, is very helpful. But, you get a TB test, a very simple TB test. They kind of go in with a little tubercle tuberculin antigen. They inject it in your arm a couple days later. If you react, then that means you've had exposure. And that's kind of how that test works. But honestly, I want to freak out that the chronic cough is that. But it's something to think about. Molds, definitely something to think about. Fungus that you could have breathed in, absolutely. I mean, remember, if you're in Riverside, Mojave Valley, Valley Fever. Valley Fever is a thought where you get a fungal ball, et cetera. So those could do it. So there's a lot of different things. And I know some of you are probably pulmonologists out there going, oh, my gosh, she forgot to talk about coccidio. She forgot to talk about this. I'm not going to talk about that because I don't want you guys to go to sleep. Remember, okay, this is a medical show, but in order for me to stay on air, I do need ratings. Okay? If I bore you all to death about the respiratory tree, all right, and if I yell at you about smoking, I yell at you guys about quitting smoking all the time. But if I yell at you so much, you won't listen. So I sometimes have to kind of kiss up. I have to go, you know, just so you listen. That's how we got to do it. Okay, so I hope that answers your question about the cough. Great question. Great one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I bet my Riverside listener was listening to KCAA out there in Loma Linda or listening to us on XM. Just a reminder, guys, we are streaming live on my website 24/7 now. So if you do miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, you can go live 24/7. Okay, let's look at this. This looks cool. A crab-like robot sent down the throat removes stomach cancer with little delicate pinchers. Researchers have created this crab-like miniature robot. It looks kind of cute. I need to put this on my Facebook so you guys can see this. All right, with a pincher and a hook that can remove early-stage stomach cancers without leaving any scars. All right. I mean, I know scars are important, but it's not like, you know, that part of the stomach is, you know, seen in photographs. Mounted on an endoscope, right? You know when you guys do your EGD, the upper endoscopy that goes down the throat? It enters the patient's gut through the mouth. It has pincher to hold the cancerous tissues and then a hook that slices them off and coagulates them to stop the bleeding. This technology isn't new. They've done this before. Like, you know, when they take off a polyp, it kind of cauterizes the base so you don't just sit there and bleed. With the help of a tiny camera attached to the endoscope, the surgeon can take a peek to see what's inside your gut and then control the robotic arms remotely. You know, people think to be a doctor, you need to be really cerebral. And many of us are dorks because, you know, we really don't like what the average person likes. Uh-uh. You know the surgeon that gets to play around with this robotic arm is really digging it. You know, it's like a video game for him. I mean, he's got to really like it. Okay, not all of us are dorks. Okay, present company excluded. You know, we like video games. We think this kind of stuff is cool. You think we get to put our hands on a robot that gets to cut out stomach cancer? I mean, there is nothing more I would rather do on a Saturday night than cut out stomach cancer with robotic arms. Doesn't that sound cool? That sounds cool. Oh, really? Dork alert? Really? Okay. All right. Stomach or gastric cancer is the second leading cause of cancer of deaths worldwide, but it is big in East Asia. We really need to push for more people getting upper endoscopy, especially if you have abdominal pain and you have gastric reflux. So they need to come up with easier ways to remove this. And stomach cancer a lot of times is found too late. Colon cancer, luckily now, because the screening colonoscopies, we're checking more often. We're removing the polyps. So I think we're going to have a much better grasp, no pun intended, on the colon cancer. But the stomach, look how many people treat themselves over the counter. There's an argument, the more that's over the counter, you know, the higher the risk of ailments because people just treat themselves. And you can't be popping antacids all the time, meanwhile, while you're growing something, you know, in the stomach. So we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't want you to go away, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. All right, so a breakthrough drug in England now has been proven to give extra months of life to men with advanced prostate cancer. It's a once-a-day pill developed by the UK scientists at the Institute of Cancer Research. Trials partially funded by British charities, but it has been branded too expensive by the quote-unquote rationing watchdog at the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence. It's called abiraterone. Abiraterone, all right, is the latest prostate cancer drug to face an NHS ban, despite being proven to extend life for men with advanced disease. Last month, another drug, Jevtana, was turned down because it was not cost-effective. This is a huge blow because, of course, prostate cancer, especially if over there they're not being screened as often as they are here, and, you know, you start to see you don't catch it until it's more advanced, then you need medicines that can kind of deal with the advanced cancer. Trials show men taking this medication and a steroid survive for nearly 15 months, while men given the steroid treatment and a dummy pill only live for 11 months. So it does. It gives you more, you know, more life here in this study, 4 extra months. Well, do you think the government cares? Remember, the longer you live, the more it costs money. All right? Why would they want somebody to extend their life 4 extra more months? They say some patients live far longer than expected. Some Britons had survived on the drug for more than 4 years after developing advanced disease. Okay, now that study, that's something worth talking about. The drug said they also ease the pain, which is crucial. A year's course of treatment cost in euros, $35,000. I forget what that equals in America dollars. Sorry about that. I have to look it up. But they say just way too expensive. So, right now, I guess they'll either have to come up with charities or other types of funding grants. But you see, this is the problem. We want medical science to go farther. We want in medicine them to keep going, right? But the more they keep going, then the more we see what's out there and what we want. And then if government can't afford it, or, you know, our healthcare system can't afford it, you're almost like, well, then, you know, should they have even found it? I mean, of course they should find it. Of course they should find it. We should have a stockpile of these drugs if we can. But, you know, the government doesn't want. They don't want expensive drugs. You know, I just realized, okay, I'm sure you all realize this too, but you know how in our country, Obamacare is really trying to pinch the pharmaceutical companies. And I mean, understandably, some of these drugs at 100 plus bucks a month, you know, after your copay, that's ridiculous. You know, some of these drugs, yes, are pretty expensive, but we've talked about on the show why drugs are so expensive. Because, you know, of all the clinical trials and, you know, one drug may make it out of 7,000, and so they need to make up their losses. It's a shame that's the way it is, but that's the way it is. But, you know, if you think about it, one argument I've had with the Affordable Health Care Act and pharmaceutical companies is if they pinch pharmaceutical companies so much, they won't be able to do these studies and do these research studies for these cancer breakthroughs. Well, duh, of course. Those, you know, studies could come up with drugs that could be cancer breakthroughs, and they could be expensive. And then the government would have to figure out how to pay for it. So slowing down on the research could actually help the government handle the healthcare cost problem. All right, that's a scary scenario for government to benefit by our lack of research. Okay, that's not what we want. I mean, we need to come up with breakthroughs. Our population is living longer and longer. We were talking about Muhammad Ali's trainer, Angela Dundee, who died yesterday, age 90. We're living till our 90s now. I got to tell you, the life expectancy is going to rise. All right, of course, you know, minus the accidents that kill young people and, you know, the heart attacks and other issues that happen to people younger. But we're starting to see more and more people live to your 90s. That's even farther. I think there's a 102-year-old gentleman overseas that just got a hip transplant. So he could still garden and do what he's doing. He's still rocking and rolling at 102. We're living longer. So if you get cancer when you're 50, that's only at half your lifespan. You bet your butt you're going to want something that deals with it. So, again, and I've said this once, and I've said it, and I'm going to say it again. What we then have to do is, sorry. Guys, fix your radios. Fix your radios. They're making that duh sound again. What we need to do as an American people is, number one, maybe come up with our own ideas for healthcare, because if we leave it to the government, they're going to just cost cut and give us the skeleton plan that we all have to live with, you know, or B, start saving up the bucks. Because if we get these cancer type drugs that we want to use in our system, and because of the healthcare changes, your health insurance plan is only going to cover bare basic, and they won't cover the fancy schmancy stuff, because again, they have to cover everybody at X amount of dollars, etc. Then if you want this fancy schmancy stuff, you're going to have to pay cash. And this is what I keep saying, it's going to be a two-tiered system later for us. You get the bare bottom, basic Medicaid, skeleton type plan, or if you want the fancy stuff, you're going to have to pay for it and pay a lot. And I guess start saving now. I know that doesn't sound reassuring for any of us, right? Most of us are month to month right now. How do we start saving for our health care? But honestly, if we leave it up to Washington, no. Because again, remember, they want health care for all. And I can understand that. You know, I can understand health care for all. I think that's a beautiful concept. But health care for all will not have the fancy schmancy stuff. By no means. Now, in the news today, they were talking about how they could actually use stem cells for erectile dysfunction. Now, we talk about erectile dysfunction a lot on the show. People use Viagra. People use Levitra, Cialis. But many men say it doesn't work. It's really not working. Well, one condition called Peyronie's disease, where men have damages to the membrane surrounding the chambers of the penis that swell with blood during arousal, so they can't really get a straight erection. Apparently, Tulane University has developed a study where what they did is extracted stem cells from fat, placed them onto layers of tissue taken from the lining of pig intestine. Hey, stick with me here, guys. All right, stick with me here. This material called small intestinal submucosa from the pigs, it was used to replace damaged membrane in the men with Peyronie's disease. Then they could see that the stem cells would improve the healing. They looked at the tissue. They showed less scarring, higher levels of regenerating tissue, fibroblast growth factor. Whew, say that 10 times fast, which accelerated healing. And so in rats, they were talking about rats, not people. In rats, okay, when they were treated with this pig intestine lining plus the stem cells, they were able to gain erections. So these rats were very, very happy. Then production of enzymes to make the blood vessel relax and vital, so the erections could be higher in rats. So, you know, and I'm sure, you know, you could then also throw some Viagra on top, and these guys would be pretty happy. But the point to this is Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, these phosphodiesterase inhibitors, okay, I'm sorry if I'm tumbling on board. Look, after 3 hours of air, after being on for 3 hours, you're going to stumble on the big words. I apologize. You know, these medicines aren't cutting it for everybody. All right. We thought this was the end all of all erectile dysfunction medicines. We could sit in a tub in the middle of the forest like the commercial shows and be able to have an erection. No, there's many people that say, Dahlia, it's not working. It's not working. And sex is a huge part of our lives, especially if we're living till 90 and 100. If you start getting erectile dysfunction in your 40s, that's only 40% of your lifespan. What do you do for the rest of 60%? Not have sex? So, yes, they're going to come up with ways. And this whole stem cell implant thing with pig intestine sounds pretty cool and actually may work. You know, pretty cool stuff, but it's going to be expensive. So, you know, I don't want our mouths to water by hearing all these pig intestine rat penis erection type studies and getting all excited that these treatments are going to be around for us. And then, you know, because of the way healthcare changes, we're, you know, we find that we can't. But what I really find frustrating is our seniors who, you know, put into Medicare, paid their dues, you know, expected that they would finally be able to collect, you know, and not have to worry about their health or their treatments. And you guys don't have that liberty right now. And it's very, very scary. Your Medicare money was mismanaged and it's not there for you. And I'm just really sorry that that's happening to you. It shouldn't. You put in your dues.
Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right. right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is really, really cool. Environmental officials in Norristown, Pennsylvania, said they have found, quote-unquote, a blast from the past, an actual antique medical kit containing four capsules of radium that were dug up at a local waste station. All right, now, they estimated this kit had to have been over 80 years old and dates from a time when radium was actually kind of used pretty commonly. Now, according to Dr. Howard Markle, medical historian at the University of Michigan, one of those common medical uses for radium was to treat cancer, like ovarian and cervical cancer. They would actually put it up inside. They would, you know, use that just like kind of like a radiation treatment, I guess, just actually insert it vaginally until, you know, it would burn patients and they had to stop it. Now, Dr. Howard Kelly, a gynecologist, was among the first physicians in the 1890s to use radium capsules to treat his cancer patients. Or they were swallowed. The capsules were either swallowed or inserted intravaginally. The half-life of a radium capsule is long. So, you know, I guess the medical kit could hold on to these, I guess, for a while. The four capsules found, they said, were in a lead-lined kit weighing 1 gram. And they said if you touch the capsules, they could burn the skin. So they actually say, this is interesting, they say if someone were to open the box for an hour without touching the capsules, the resulting radiation exposure would be equivalent to having 100 CT scans. Wow. So you wonder if this stuff was stuck intravaginally. You know, I mean, were they screaming? Did it hurt? Did they? Well, obviously the practice eventually stopped. I mean, they stopped using radium because, again, people did probably, endure burns and they said subsequent capsules. But interesting, they say in 1898, radium was the latest medical craze. Radium was used in water, facial creams, you know, because of its anti-aging capabilities. They said it was even sold on paper sheets to be placed near the male genitals as a way to enhance sexual virility. Really, they used radium for a variety of things. In fact, I need to look. I collect medical antiques and medical books. I need to see. I do have an old doctor's kit, but it doesn't have radium in there. No. But I have to see what other uses they use the radium for. But, you know, just like now with Botox, you know how we use Botox with everything? Yeah, we use Botox for migraines. We use it for hyperhidrosis, sweating under the arms. I mean, we just, you know, so it's not that odd, but that's, you know, back in the 1890s, you know, they were trying to, again, do the best they can. I mean, they knew about cancer back then. You just didn't die and they scratched their head. I mean, these doctors were pretty advanced. You know, just what do they do? And so they had to, you know, figure out. They had to play with metals. They played with burning cancer. They did a variety of things. Okay. This is kind of interesting. A study came out today. And for those who joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, where they say women have far less accurate memories than men. this is going to open up a can of worms. They say when it comes to nasty events, when it comes to, Daily Mail is reporting this one, when it comes to bad traumatic events, okay? They say that women really don't remember it as well as men. They say women's memories blur when it comes to any emotional event, and the effect is particularly pronounced with quote-unquote nasty events from researchers at the University of Montreal. Now, they used war photographs for this. Overall, women had a clearer memory of pleasant experiences, whereas men actually remember unpleasant things best. See, you'd think a woman would, because we always bring it up when we fight, right? We always bring it up when we fight. We'll be like, oh, remember when your mother did this? You know, so you'd think the women actually keep a catalog, like a Dewey Decimal System of bad things. But they said no. They say men and women use different sides of the brain to remember the same things. They say when remembering pleasant events, women use the right, men use the left. Researchers monitored the brain activity using an EEG. This is the same thing we talked about that was in those pilot helmets, right, to pick up brain activity, the electroencephalograph monitor. And volunteers were shown a series of images ranging from war scenes to little kitty cats to erotic photography. Erotic photography, is that another word for porn? The volunteers had to push buttons to say if they had seen the image before, which allowed the researchers to see which images people remembered most effectively. Women's memories, they said, were worst when it came to photos such as war photos, which were both highly emotional and unpleasant. Emotion, they said, of any sort appears to disrupt women's memories. I could buy this. I could buy it. Now, don't tell my husband, though. You know, because when we recollect fights, okay, my recollection, I think, is far better than his. So please don't fill him in on this one, please, okay? They say very few memory studies have looked at how attractive or repulsive we find an experience and how emotionally provocative it is. What happened with the porn? That's what I want to know. What did they do? Emotion has an enhancing effect on the memory of men. Okay, now wait a second. What they're trying to tell us is women didn't like the war pictures and men didn't like the porn, especially if it was male porn. All right, I'm sorry. That's not a scientific study. They said emotion has an enhancing effect on the memory of men, as does unpleasantness. Interestingly, the scans revealed more activity in the right hemispheres of women's brains for the recognition of pleasant pictures. Boy, they really make these things sound boring. All right, and you see a woman completely hooked up to this EEG looking at porn, I guess. I still don't know why porn is there. If they're trying to look at images that make people uncomfortable, well, I guess maybe that's why. That's why. Okay, let's look at some technology news. This looks cool. Okay, the mouse that we use with our computers that give us carpal tunnel, I hate my mouse. They think it's going to be gone in the future because Microsoft has launched a new motion sensing controller for Windows, which also accepts voice commands. You guys remember that Kinect game where you wave your hand and it watches you? They say the Kinect controller senses the position of your hands in front of the monitor instead of using a mouse to point. So it senses the position of your hands, so you wave your hands. The device launches today. And it's a few $100s. They say we are very proud to bring the technology priced tens of thousands of dollars a few years ago to mainstream prices. Okay, oh, that's their ad. All right, they said it could also recognize people's faces, track finger movements. It's a Windows version of a motion controller used for Microsoft's Xbox console. Yeah, I was talking about that, the Kinect game. The Windows version will use the same high-tech motion sensors, camera, and microphones to let users interact with Windows. Oh, no, I don't like that, Do you guys know the Kinect game? They actually videotape you. You're actually videotaped, and so when you lose the game, you could see yourself. Now, see, what I don't like about that is I don't want people to see me. You know, I don't want that picture of me. You know, like, let's say I'm doing payroll. All right, and I'm like, oh, really, I got to pay this much? Oh, really, we're going to pay, you know, or I'm upset about my taxes. Okay, the look on my face is going to probably, you know, not be the most attractive. All right, so they say, by offering hardware and software that's designed specifically for Windows, we hope to inspire visionaries around the world, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I'm just happy, though, about there not being that mouse. I am so sick of the mouse. See, I used to do word processing. I would type. I typed pretty quickly, about 80 to 90 words a minute. I 10-key touched at about 200 keys a minute. And then computers came out in the late 80s, and they came out with this mouse. And I didn't like it. I'm like, look, I could scroll. I could use the arrows. I just liked typing. I liked the keys. I just didn't like the way my wrist had to be with the mouse. I found it very uncomfortable. And when it came out, I really fought it. And I thought it would go away. I thought it would be a fad. I think the year was 1987, 88, and it didn't go away. And here we are in 2012, still with the stupid mouse. And what I really can't stand about the mouse is sometimes a mouse doesn't work. So I'm away on a trip trying to do my work with no mouse, and you're dead in the water. So anything to get us off the mouse, I'm happy about. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to listen. Yeah, can't wait to listen to my own show and hear all my screw-ups. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. You all be safe. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Michael Zwirling, MZ from the InfoWars team, to let you know that Corey Gold, Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and I will be in Austin, Texas at the Cross Point Church for two free events Saturday, February 4th, 2012. Find out what all the InfoWars team buzz is about. First at 5 p.m., a special InfoWars team business training meeting hosted by the leading expert, Dr. Corey Gold. Then at 7 p.m., the famous nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs will present his acclaimed lecture on the miraculous standard operating procedure in the human body. For the sake of good health and longevity, you, your family, and friends won't want to miss this free InfoWars team event. We look forward to meeting you in person to answer questions about your health and to introduce an exciting business opportunity to help your family and friends get healthy and support the Alex Jones operation all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get all the details. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.